Welcome back to Ultimate Game, Becoming a Free Human. This is part 5. Collective consciousness. It's unfortunate that our local communities haven't yet figured out how to weave being truthful and being true to yourself into the fabric of our families, schools, and our cities to a level that it's making any impact on our global society. We think that these things are taught in our local schools and our societies. They're not. Why? Because they don't know what they don't know. Everyone is too busy handling their survival. They're seeking justice or fighting for what's fair. Sadly, they're missing out on the possibility of what life could actually be. A truly, truly happy human being. As human consciousness evolves, there will be a time when speaking the truth will become a mainstream topic. One day, it'll be normal for men, women, and children around the globe to actively work towards keeping their inner voice at the front of their minds, and it'll become the guiding force of humanity. There are already huge movements in this direction, and there have been in the past, to bring people into the light, so to speak. However, most are still missing the point because methodologies are overcomplex. Together, we all must work to reach a level of conscious, collective consciousness, which in other words is awareness of the game we're playing together, collective consciousness, where we create the opportunity and environments so that all humans can live and be authentic with each other. It all begins when people learn to stay true to themselves. The more people who understand these concepts, the greater opportunity we have to initiate a revolutionary step where truth, freedom, and peace can exist for all of us. It's clear to me that when we speak the truth, we feel better. And when we do it consistently, we're more open and authentic in our relationships with each other. What's also necessary is for each of us to accept ourselves for who we are and for who we aren't. This is why I keep saying we need a guide who makes it safe for us to have the experience that who we are is all right, and who we aren't is all right. Especially at the beginning of our development, we can't guide ourselves on our own effectively because, unfortunately, we've learned to listen to the victim conversation inside our head that's taken over. Remember, the victim conversation always says, "Why me? This isn't my fault. Why do bad things always happen to me?" But of course, most people will never admit that they're victims. They'll always say they're self-empowered, in charge of their, or in control, or it's other people that are irritating them. Our internal victim dialogue isn't trained to guide us. And with no external guidance, you could stay on that victim treadmill your entire life and never escape. When you relearn through your actions how to take control of your victim voice, it becomes the voice that you control, not the voice that controls you. The most important question, in my opinion, that everyone should be asking themselves is, am I in charge of my mind, or is my mind in charge of me? Until people begin to realize that they're living an illusion, that they're in charge, when their life results aren't what they want, they'll continue to be the victim. A collective conscious global society is a possibility, yet at the moment, it's only a potential possibility until we can collectively get to a tipping point. The more people who understand and practice the game of telling the truth, the more a possibility that things like world peace can become a reality. I agree with people who say that world peace begins with individual peace. The real game we're playing is that we're all spirits in the process of unfolding. We aren't just people living together to survive. or to have a little fun here and there, and then to die, leaving our memories to our loved ones. We're unfolding who we are. We're gentle spirits doing the best to live an exciting life on the planet Earth while we're still alive. State of duality. So, after years of trial and error, I've concluded that we just can't figure out how to be true, how to be truly free on our own. I worked at it. I did it diligently for years, and it just wasn't possible until I found a guide. That's my experience. I was in a state of duality for years. I didn't know it, and I didn't know how to stop it. My recommendation to you is to find someone who has been through this and who understands the process and pitfalls, and it must be someone who allows you to be exactly who you are with all your strengths, weaknesses, vulnerabilities, faults, mistakes, talents, achievements, fears, and so on. Then, with a guide, you can begin your journey of first accepting yourself and then moving on to tackling your inner voice. A guide is the person who holds up the light in the dark cave. We need light to see where we're going, and we can't see the light we generate ourselves, especially when we begin our journey, simply because the light is just not bright enough yet. In other words, we need to learn how to build our inner strength, how to build our self-discipline, how to build our ability to control our emotions and actions. This doesn't mean you're weak. It takes guidance, and with the right guidance, it greatly speeds up the process. If you're struggling with your weight, for example, smoking, alcohol, debt, family issues, control issues, fears, blame, comparing yourself, loneliness, arguments, job satisfaction, manager issues, neighbor issues, or any other problem that you just can't resolve, then stop wasting your valuable life and make it important to find a guide. It's like you're living in an alternative universe. Life isn't supposed to be this hard. Sure, life can be difficult sometimes, but it's not supposed to be this hard. Have a look. If you're having issues that aren't getting resolved, then you have to consider that your mind's clarity, to some extent, is distorted. Just like it was for me before I learned to speak the truth and be true to myself. You have all these opinions in yourself, about yourself, that you believe or don't believe are true. There's so much unacknowledged confusion floating around your head about who you are and what to do with your life that you're stuck and you don't even know it. For many of us, somebody said something to you like, "This is what's wrong with you." And then you bought into it. And then you pretend to be all right because in society, it's not all right to be not all right. So many people are in this mind maze of confusing thoughts and opinions that are mostly opposed to each other. It's called the state of duality. So you need some clarity. You need some moments of peace where it can become all right to be who you are and be guided down the right path. Once you make the choice to take on a guide, it's from that starting point where you can then begin to undo the maze where you've created all this confusion and duality. One day you have to stop and begin to speak the truth about where and who you are. Most importantly, you have to find an environment where it's all right to explore what self-acceptance is. It's been my experience that self-acceptance isn't something that I can do on my own or that you can do by yourself. It's like you always have two layers inside. Have you noticed that? As you have one opinion, there's an opposing opinion. As you have one value, there's an opposing value. If you take a stand about something, then there's another part of you that takes a different stand. It's all that duality that gets in your way. So taking it one step further, the prefix dis, D-I-S, means two, like the number two. The opposite of ease is disease. In our body, in our bodies and minds, we're designed to be whole and to be at ease, to be healthy. If there's dis-ease, that's two separate things, right? Dis means two, ease, two ease, two eases, right? So it's really dis-ease. One of them has to go. Which one will it be? So mentally, we're split. And in that state of duality, we can't speak the truth. We can't see what's true and what isn't true because we're internally conflicted. Have a look at these words. Connected versus disconnected. Ease versus dis-ease. Agree versus disagree. Honest versus dishonest. Able versus disable. This list of these kinds of opposing words is long. And in the conflicting state of duality, we can't have a clear mind and stay focused in a singular point of view and in a singular direction. We need somebody who can show us how to create that clarity. We need someone who can first take us to the place of acceptance of who we are fundamentally. On our own, it'll most likely take a lifetime, and who has a lifetime to wait? Do you? We simply can't do it on our own. Deserving or undeserving? Why are there some people who just have it in for themselves? Have you noticed that? There's always something that's in the way of their happiness. They're like a dog chasing their own tail. They chase endless health remedies. They read self-help books or watch videos from the latest guru. They attend expensive seminars and workshops that have the promise of transforming their life. And yes, maybe they make a little progress intellectually, but they all mostly end up at home again, staring at the wall, wondering what happened to the promises that were made. So when it comes to self-acceptance and being true to themselves, the growth junkies get absolutely nowhere. You can't read yourself to self-acceptance. You can't watch a video and get transformed. It takes guidance and practice to make progress. Without the right progress, so many people end up concluding that it's just not worth it. They let themselves slide and feel bad for it and rarely get back on track. When that happens, they quit. And worst of all, they hide it. The people hide it because they have to appear that they have it all together. Yet, just before we get to the point of giving up, there's a part of us, because of our incongruent behavior, that knows that we're not deserving. By our lies and self-deception, we conclude over and over that we're not good enough. We're not good enough to pull off this self-acceptance and journey to freedom on our own. It could also mean that we don't feel good enough to get healthy, to stop smoking, to stop drinking alcohol in excess, to stop arguing with people, to start creating loving relationships, having satisfying career, etc. Making the journey on our own exposes us to all sorts of temptations. And when we give in to those urges, we know the way we're conducting our lives is in violation of our own integrity, so we just give up. Now, I've never met a person who was attempting to reach a higher quality of life who wouldn't admit they were at times in violation of their own integrity. If you're in violation of your integrity, like cheating on a diet, for example, you may not feel you have the right to be happy, and we'll do all sorts of things to avoid being exposed. And here, we're back to the beginning of the cycle once again, hiding, pretending, and acting as if everything is just fine. If you want to create a better lifestyle, better health, more personal integrity, more wealth, more authentic relationships, what have you, it's always best to find someone eager who can assist and who can support you. Conclusions. There isn't one person on the planet that can resist the innocent happiness of a child. There's an innocence about happiness that we as adults wish we had. That innocence is violated when we lie to others and to ourselves. The moment we lie to ourselves, we've created duality, and with duality, there can't be innocence. Self-deception is a complex phenomenon with far-reaching consequences. Little children have innocent happiness because they haven't learned how to create duality by lying. Lying is harmful to our relationships, our careers, and our overall well-being. However, it's also possible to overcome self-deception and live a more authentic and fulfilling life. In general, adults don't know that lying is what created their duality in the first place. And since they don't know, they're forever in search of some new method that's going to fix their unhappiness. If you ask the average person, what is it that you really want in life? When we get to the bottom of it all, they want to be happy, like a child is happy, but in their adult body. How do you get to that kind of happiness? You speak the truth about who you are by being true to yourself and by honoring your word. How do you get to a place of understanding what being true to yourself is about? It has everything to do with speaking the truth. People don't know that speaking the truth is the answer to unlocking their authentic happiness. When I tell someone, if you want to be happy, speak the truth, they look at me and say, okay. Yet, I can see that they have no idea about how to do it. I already know that they think they're speaking the truth and that they think it's so simple to do. Well, if it's so simple to do, why aren't more people doing it? Have you noticed that? What most people need in order to make their lives work are gadgets, or a new house, or a new relationship, or fashionable clothing, whatever it might be, thinking that the new things are going to make them happy. The gadgets may have made them happy when they were little children because they already were innocently happy and were emotionally independent of the need for the gadgets. For adults, the game is endless because there's always another new gadget to get. When you begin to understand the dilemma that you're in has to do with speaking the truth, you've started on the road to being happy and going beyond happy. You can enjoy your old things, your gadgets, and enjoy new things even more. So what exists as a possibility has to do with the simple statement, with this simple statement, that to be free, all you have to do is speak the truth. If you want to be happier than you are now, then begin to practice speaking the truth. You'll become happier and happier and become much more fulfilled, a much more fulfilled, content human being than you ever thought was possible. If you want to feel more content, feel more alive, and feel closer to the people, to other people, you have to begin to suspect that the reason you don't feel that way has something to do with not keeping your word to yourself. What I'm saying is that working on yourself and working in the direction of speaking the truth is really the only way to resolve this issue of emptiness, loneliness, and unhappiness. So working on yourself is the ultimate game. It's really important to understand that there are different levels to what I mean by speaking the truth and being true to yourself. There's the ordinary level where you live your daily life and you go about the ordinary business of life. Before you read this book, you felt pretty much at ease with speaking the truth or not. You knew you lied a little here and there, yet it wasn't significant to you. It should be obvious to you now that you've read this book. The most important truth is our internal truth. There's a way that speaking the truth and honoring your word to yourself will provide all the things that you want in life. We all have right here before our very eyes everything that we could possibly want. If you're not experiencing a satisfying life, then you must start to question if what you've been doing to feel authentically happy is working for you or not. If you want to live your life fully, you must examine the question, what is being true to myself really about? And as you begin to explore that question, you'll find that working on yourself is the ultimate game. Speaking the truth is the ultimate challenge, and freedom is the ultimate payoff. The payoff being feeling wholesome, healthy, content, powerful, and the freedom to be authentic. The elevated feelings of ecstasy, bliss, euphoria, joy, pure delight, heaven, paradise, etc., will all happen naturally. Finally, always remember to have fun and stay inspired on your journey to becoming an authentically innocent, happy human being. Thank you.